Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning Maseches Erevin. We'll be starting the first chapter and doing Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Now, the first thing we need to understand when we study Erevin is how homes were laid out in the time of the Mishnah. Now, a number of homes opened up onto a courtyard, which was called a chatzer, and then a number of courtyards opened up to an alleyway, which was called a mavoi, and then the mavoi would lead to the Rishus HaRabim, which was the public thoroughfare. So the public thoroughfare, which was certain size and traveled by a certain number of people, could not be carried in on Shabbos. That's a Torah law. Certain preventative measures were made regarding a chatzer and a mavoi that rabbinically we are not allowed to carry in them unless certain accommodations are made, and the reason for these accommodations is to draw a distinction between these semi-public areas and an actual public thoroughfare. So keep in mind, houses open onto a chatzer opens onto a mavoi opens onto a Rishus HaRabim. That is, that your house goes to your courtyard goes to your alleyway goes to your public thoroughfare. Okay, so let us begin with Mishnah Aleph. Mavoi shehu gavoa lamala me'esrim amah, an alleyway that is taller than 20 amos. An amah is a measurement of about 18 inches. Yima'et, it must be reduced. Rabbi Yehuda omer eno tzarech, but Rabbi Yehuda says this is not necessary. And when we get to the Bart Nura, we'll see what it means to reduce it and why it should or should not be necessary. V'harachav me'eser amos, yima'et. And if this alleyway is wider than 10 amos, it must be reduced. V'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, but if it has the shape of a doorway, af al pi shehu rachav me'eser amos, ein tzarech lama'et. Even though it's wider than 10 amos, it would not need to be reduced in size. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Mabui, an alleyway, she'ena rachav sheish esrei amos. It's not 16 amos wide, because that would make it a Rishus HaRabim, a public thoroughfare. Afal pi shehu pasuach mishnei roshav l'Rishus HaRabim, even though it's open on both ends to a public thoroughfare. So that's the case that we're talking about here. It's not as wide as a public thoroughfare. It opens up on both ends to a public thoroughfare. Inami, or otherwise, rachav sheish esrei amah, it is as wide as a public thoroughfare. Ve'eno mefulash el rosho echad pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim v'rosho echad sasum. If it's as wide as a public thoroughfare, but it only opens on one end to the actual public thoroughfare, the other end is a blind alleyway. It's closed off. Umin haTorah shari l'taltulei bei. From the Torah, person would be allowed to carry in such a place, belo shum tikkun, without fixing it up at all. For Rabbanan hu degazer aleha, and it's a rabbinical enactment that something needs to be done, Dilma asa l'taltulei b'rishus harabim gamor, so that a person should not come to carry in an actual public thoroughfare. So this alleyway is very close to, it resembles a Rishus HaRabim very much, and in order to keep people from blurring the lines, they made a distinction. B'shiruha b'tekansa d'alechi okora. And the way they fixed it up is either with a lechi or a kora, which would be a vertical post or a horizontal post, t'tahave lehekera, that serve as a sign. It's a symbol that you know this is the mavoi, and over there is going to be the Rishus HaRabim. V'im heniach es hakora lamala me'esrim ama yima'et. So if the beam, if the horizontal beam is placed higher than 20 amos, it must be reduced. So this is the meaning of the Mishnah when it says an alley that's more than 20 amos tall must be reduced. You're not reducing the alley, you're reducing the height of the beam that was placed as a sign. Klomar, yashvil es hakora ad sheyitehe lamata me'esrim. So the beam needs to be brought down until it's within the 20 amos limit. Delamala me'esrim lo shalta ba ena. Because if it's too high, if it's more than 20 amos high, it's not visible and it doesn't serve its purpose as a visible sign. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't need to be reduced. Why not? Rabbi Yehuda omer eino tzarech. It's not necessary to bring it down. The time of dekora lav mishum hikira. He says the reason for this beam, this horizontal bar to be placed across the top of the alleyway, is not to serve as a visible sign. Ela mishum machitza, but rather to serve as a partition. Da amrinan pisikra yored v'sasem. we say that legally it's considered as if it extends all the way down. But kivan shekeinu, mali betoch esrim, mali lamalam esrim. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter whether it's above 20 amos or not. So there, it's a legal partition. Yes, you can walk right under it. That's not a problem, but it serves a legal purpose as a barrier, even though it's not keeping anybody out. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter how tall it is. Ben halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So now that's if we place the horizontal beam across the top. What if we put the vertical post on the side, and if it's wider than 10 amos, it must be reduced. If it's wider than 10 amos, it's not considered a doorway, but rather a breach in the wall. And we need a doorway to enable us to carry in this alleyway. So therefore, the entryway must be reduced in size until it is 10 amos or less. However, v'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if it has the shape of a doorway, b'chol makom she'amru chachamim tzuras ha-pesach, any time that the rabbis of the Talmud, of the Mishnah, say the shape of a doorway, hu afilu kanami kan v'kanami kan gavoim esrim tefachim o yoter. It means two verticals, even a reed, which is not a very strong thing, as long as it's taller than 10 handbreadths or more. B'kana agabehen, and another reed or a horizontal one across the top. Even though it doesn't touch them, even though it's suspended above them more than three tefachim, because something that's less than three tefachim, three handbreadths, would be considered closed up. So here we're defining the legal shape of a doorway. It's two verticals and a horizontal. And if it has the shape of a doorway, it doesn't matter whether or not it is more than 10 amos wide. And from here, the Bartonura goes on to define the size of an amma and the size of a tefach, and we'll just move ahead. Mishnah Beis, Hechsher Mavoi, in order to fix up this alleyway, Beishamai Omrim Lechi Vekora. Beishamai say you need both a horizontal and a vertical. So the Lechi is a post standing up, the Korah is a beam going across the top. Ubeishila Omrim Lechi Okora. And Beis Hillel say either one works, either the vertical post or the horizontal beam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lechayin. Rabbi Eliezer says you need two verticals, two posts. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Omer Tamid Echad, and a certain student said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Lifnei Rabbi Akiva, in the presence of Rabbi Akiva, Lo nechuchu Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel, Al Maboy Shehu Pachos Me'arba Amos. He said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't disagree in a case where the alleyway is less than 4 amos wide, shehu nitar o belechi o bekora, that either the post or the beam would be sufficient. Alma nechoku, when do they differ? Arachav me'arba amos v'ad eser, when it's between 4 and 10 amos wide. Shebe shamai omrim lechi bekora, because Beis Shammai would then say you need both the vertical and the horizontal. But Beis Hillel would say, no, even from 4 till 10, either one, the vertical or the horizontal, suffices. Amar Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva, in whose presence this statement was made, said, Alze ve'alze nechoku. No, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree, both less than 4 amos wide and between 4 and 10 amos wide. Let us look again in the Bartonura. Beis Shammai omrim lechi v'kora. Beis Shammai say, you need both. Shnehen tzarech. Got to have both items. Desvira lehu min haTorah arba mechitzos shlemos beinon. Because they believe that the Torah requires four complete walls. Vasei halacha lemoshe misinai. Uikimsa lerevius alechi v'kora. So they feel that it's a biblical obligation to have four complete walls, and you build that fourth wall with the vertical and the horizontal. Ubeis Hillel omrim olechi okora. But Beis Hillel says either one will suffice, either the vertical or the horizontal. The min haTorah shlosh mechitzos shlemos beinan v'su lo. They believe that you only need three mechitzos, three walls from the Torah. V'asi halacha l'moshe misinai lahosif revius obelechi mashahu obekara leheker mechitza. And they believe that the Torah would then only require someone to add a vertical of any amount, or horizontal, which is just to serve as a reminder. It's a visual sign more than a legal partition. Umavad Airi Bay Hacha, Hu Maboy Sasu Mishlosh Ruchasav, Viruach Revias, Pachusa Lurishus Harabim. And the alley that's being discussed in this particular situation is one that's closed on three sides and only opens to the public thoroughfare on one end, because then it's a discussion of whether you need to build a fourth wall or not. Let us skip down. Rabbi Eliezer Omer L'chayayim, you have to have two lechis. Looks like L'chayim, but it's not. K'beis Shammai Svirale, he holds like Beis Shammai, that you have to have four walls. Uboy lechi mikan mikan. So therefore he would require a lechi on each side. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, and the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Talmid Echad, Hu Rabbi Meir. This certain student who spoke in front of Rabbi Akiva, Bertner was informing us that it's Rabbi Meir. So he says, when do Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagree? Kishahu pachos me arba amos. Only when it's less than four amos. What's less than four amos? Rochiv pischo, the width of the opening to this alleyway. Amar Rabbi Akiva al zevi al ze nechelku. Rabbi Akiva says no, they actually disagree in both situations, whether it's less than four or between four and ten. But Tanakama nami hachika amar. And this is the same opinion as the first speaker in our Mishnah. So it's unusual that more than one person in a Mishnah should say the same thing. Umafarish begamara, deika benaihu, mavoish yesh berochev pischo, pachos me'arba tfachim. So there's a statement in the Talmud that the difference here, they actually differ in a case where the entrance to the alleyway is less than four tfachim, not less than four amos. The chad minahu savar eno tzarech lo lechi velo kora, that one of these two opinions in our Mishnah would hold that it doesn't require either a lechi or a kora, but idich savar tzarech lechi o kora, and the other one feels that either a lechi or a kora would be sufficient. But it's not evident from their words which one would feel that less than four tfachim, less than four handbreadths, needs the sign of a lechi or kora, and which one feels it doesn't. So, simple reading of our Mishnah leaves us with two people actually feeling the same opinion. The Talmud says there actually is a difference between them when it's a very narrow alleyway, but it doesn't clarify which opinion says what. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.